Good morning.
Buenos dias.
We have another day to learn.
Tenemos un nuevo día para aprender.
And to grow.
Para crecer.
To die to self.
Para morir para sí mismo.
To become more like Jesus.
Y cambiarse más cerca de Jesús.
So, we're going to get started in just a moment.
Vamos a começar em um ratito.
Everyone is seated.
Hasta que todos estejam sentados.
Let's pray.
Vamos orar.
Father in heaven,
Padre nosso que estás nos céus,
I'm thankful that you have given all of us another day of life.
Estou muito agradecido porque tu nos deste outro dia mais de vida.
You've given us another opportunity to learn about you.
Nos deste outra oportunidade para aprender mais de ti.
And to become more like you.
E cambiarmos e sermos mais cerca de lo que tu eres, Senhor.
Satan does not want that.
Satanás não quer isso.
But we have come together in a special way to learn of you.
Pero hemos venido y nos juntados para aprender más de ti.
And to re-surrender to you.
Y también a entregarnos para ti.
So please forgive us.
Entonces, por favor, perdónanos.
Please cover us with your righteousness.
Por favor, cúbrenos de tu justicia.
And send the Holy Spirit to help us.
Y envía el Santo Espíritu para ayudarnos.
In Jesus' name I pray.
En el nombre de Jesús oramos y decimos.
Amen. Amen. Quite a few years ago now.
Algunos años atrás ya.
I was in Romania.
Yo estaba en Romania.
I was giving a seminar.
Yo estaba dando un seminario.
And where we were was in a mountainous area.
Y donde estábamos era una región montañosa.
And I recall that we went on a hike one afternoon, on Sabbath afternoon.
Y yo me acuerdo que fuimos en una caminada así en sábado por la tarde.
And I remember that we were going across this one spot where there was grass waist high.
Y me acuerdo que estábamos pasando en un lugar donde la grama era de la altura de, por ejemplo, mi cintura, de un metro de altura.
It was hard work to go through the grass.
Era un trabajo muy duro por caminar por la grama.
Because your feet kind of got stuck.
Porque su pie como se quedaba prendido en el piso.
Maybe for those of you that are from Northern Europe, it's like when you're going through snow that's about waist high. You know, you kind of do this number.
Y para ustedes de Europa o Norte América, es como si andara en la nieve de esa altura que tu pie se mueve.
Except when the snow is that deep, you have to really step out of one step to get into the next step. It's hard work.
Cuando tiene nieve a esa altura, tú tienes que realmente sacar el pie y pisar así porque es un trabajo muy duro caminar en la nieve.
But we suddenly came to a path.
Pero de repente encontramos un camino.
Without any discussion amongst ourselves.
Y sin ninguna discusión entre nosotros.
We all headed up the path.
Fuimos a ese caminito.
Made sense. It was easy.
Hizo sentido. Fue fácil.
And that same thing happens every day in every one of your minds.
Y es la misma cosa que puede pasar todos los días a la mente de ustedes.
Life isn't easy.
La vida no es fácil.
And sometimes it's like going through tall grass or deep snow.
Y es como si fuera a caminar por la grama alta o la nieve honda.
And so as you're spiritually trying to make your way carefully.
Y tú tientas hacer y caminar bien cuidadosamente.
Something happens.
Algo pasa.
And it triggers something in your brain.
Y acciona algo en tu cerebro.
And you short circuit down a very easy path. You short circuit down an easy path.
Entonces tú encuentras ahí un caminito corto.
And you just head up that path, which later you regret.
Que tú caminas por ese camino, pero después te arrepientes.
Why do I share this illustration?
¿Por qué estoy mostrando esa ilustración?
Because yesterday we were learning about the power of the will, the power of choice.
Porque ayer estábamos aprendiendo sobre el poder de la voluntad y el poder de la elección.
And how God makes a miracle difference in your lives.
Y cómo Dios puede hacer una diferencia miraculosa en tu vida.
But as you are growing spiritually,
pero cuando tú estás creciendo espiritualmente,
you have well-established habit patterns and thought patterns.
Tu já é estabelecido certos padrões de pensamento ou padrões de hábitos.
And therefore, though you are a new creature in Christ,
e mesmo que tu seas uma nova criatura em Cristo,
there are times when things happen which cause you to suddenly go back into the old life without even thinking about what happened.
Há coisas que passam em tua vida que fazem com que tu sigas aquele caminho que tu tendrias o costume de seguir.
And often you say, where did that come from, that word or that thought?
E às vezes tu te perguntas, de onde vino essa ideia, essas palavras que não costumava dizer ou costumava dizer e agora não?
And that's why the work of sanctification is the work of a lifetime, not just of a moment.
E é por isso que o trabalho de santificação é período que corre toda a vida e não só momento.
In fact, there are many things as we're growing that sometimes we don't even realize are a hindrance to our walk with Jesus.
Em verdade, há muitas coisas que passam e não nos damos conta que essas são como paradas ou estorvos que se quedam entre nossa vida ou nossa relação com Jesus e nosso crescimento espiritual.
But God gently leads us, you know, in the way.
Pero Deus nos apoia ou nos guia de uma maneira bem sencilla e bem terna por esse caminho.
And He knows what He's doing.
E Ele sabe o que está fazendo.
If we will accept His experiences.
Se nós aceitamos a sua experiência dele.
So we want to start on line about 265 in the Spanish version, line 203.
Então, queremos começar em livrito em la linha 283 ou
269 em Spanish 204.
Provérbios 8:3.
It says there, Proverbs 28:13, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy.
Línea 269, Proverbios 8:13. El que encubre sus pecados no prosperará, mas el que confiesa y se aparta alcanzará misericordia.
Notice it says whoever confesses and forsakes.
Aquí dice, marque, entienda lo que dice, mas el que confiesa y se aparta.
So it's both that is necessary.
Entonces hay esas dos cosas que son criterios necesarios.
And just down a little ways, line 275 in Spanish.
Y ahí abajito en 275 en primera de Juan.
Or 209 in English. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Si confesamos nuestros pecados, Él es fiel y justo para perdonar nuestros pecados y limpiarnos de toda maldad.
If we confess our sins.
Si confessarmos nossos pecados.
Without confession, God is kept from really giving you mercy.
Sem confissão, Deus não pode dar sua misericórdia a nós.
And it really does make a difference.
E realmente faz uma diferença.
For those of you that are from the Spanish world, how many of you ever heard the radio program called Historia Preferida?
Oh.
You know what that?
No. But
To a Historia Preferida, I think it's called.
Yeah.
It's a children's program. Yeah. And I know it's in Honduras on the radio network.
¿Cuántos de ustedes ha escuchado ese programa de radio que se llama La Historia Preferida?
No, it's called To Historia Preferida, I think it is.
Tu Historia Preferida.
Am I right? You've heard of that? Yeah. Well, Rose and I pray with the people that do that program once a week when we're at home.
Yeah, yo y Rosa, nosotros oramos por las personas que hacen ese programa que sea una vez por semana en la casa.
In English, it's called Your Story Hour.
In English, it's called
Your Story.
En inglés es llamado Su Historia.
But anyway, the founder once told me that the Lord led him one day to confess some of the struggles that they were going through.
Um de los que trabajam aí dijo que el Señor le había mostrado que él debería contar sus historias, ¿no? Sus tribulaciones y como Dios trabajaba en su vida.
And he confessed using some of the great confessions in the Bible.
Y cuando él confesaba, él utilizaba las mismas confesiones que estaban en la Biblia para hacer esa confesión.
And He called me after that time.
E entonces ele me chamou pouco depois desse tempo.
And he explained to me how he had been confessing.
E me explicou como ele estava confessando.
And he said the Lord told me at the end of that time that by the end of the month $100,000 would come to your story hour.
E ele me dijo ele me contou que o Senhor lhe havia dito que ao fim do mês como $138,000 iam a ligar à conta da rádio.
That was before the first cent had come in. That was before the first penny, the first.
E isso foi depois, foi antes da primeira moneda ligar aí a programa, a primeira donação.
By the end of the month, $100,000 had come.
E por el fim del mes, $100,000 llegó.
And he was a very godly man.
Y él era un hombre muy cerca de Dios.
But he still felt the need to confess.
Y él dijo que yo sentí que debería confesar.
Look at line 213 in English, line 281 in Spanish.
Línea 281 en español.
By prayer and confession of sin, we must clear the king's highway. As we do this, the power of the Holy Spirit comes to us.
Por la oración y la confesión del pecado debemos limpiar el camino del rey. Mientras así lo hagamos, el poder del Espíritu vendrá a nosotros.
And then going down to line 218 in English and 287 in Spanish.
Más abajito en la línea 287.
Those who have not humbled themselves before God in acknowledging their guilt have not fulfilled the first condition of acceptance.
Los que no han humillado su alma delante de Dios reconociendo su culpa no han cumplido todavía la primera condición de la aceptación.
Yeah. Without confession, it just limits God from working.
Y sin confesión es como limitar el trabajo de Dios.
You see, we have to acknowledge where we've made mistakes if we want God to be able to bless us.
Por eso que si queremos que Dios nos bendiga, debemos confesar nuestros pecados, nuestros errores.
And so reading further where we were.
Y si leemos más abajo ahí donde estábamos, línea 305.
Confession of sin, whether public or private, should be heartfelt and freely expressed. It is not to be urged from the sinner. It is not to be made in a flippant and careless way or forced from those who have no realizing sense of the abhorrent character of sin. It's just under 287, a little bit further. Okay. Continue.
Seguindo em la línea 288. Si no hemos experimentado ese arrepentimiento del cual nadie debe arrepentirse y no hemos confesado nuestros pecados con verdadera humillación del alma y quebrantamiento del espíritu, aborreciendo nuestras iniquidades, no hemos buscado verdaderamente el perdón de nuestros pecados.
Okay, it needs to be done from the heart. And I will just mention this, that true confession, because there's a lot of confession that's... We need to be careful with this, okay? It should be specific. If you have, done something against someone, you go to the person. You don't go in front of the class and say, I did such and such, okay? You go to the person and you go in private.
Mm-hmm. E há certas maneiras que devemos confessar. E uma das coisas que há que ter em mente é que ser específica. Se tu existe erro contra alguém, tu vá e le habla ou le confessa a essa pessoa. Não encontras a classe e diz, eu hice isso. Pero sino primeiramente a la persona.
But if it's something that's happened publicly that has affected everyone,
pero si fue algo público que afecta a muchos,
then you need to apologize to everyone.
Tú deberías pedir perdón a todos.
If it's just between you and God,
y si es entre tú y Dios,
then you talk to God about it privately.
Entonces hablas a Dios particularmente.
And there's some things that should never be confess publicly.
E há certas coisas que não deveriam ser confessadas publicamente.
Sometimes people share all of their deep secrets.
Às vezes as pessoas compartem seus secretos mais profundos.
And Ellen White says that actually, when you share at that level, you actually are tempting people to do the same thing. You must not share those things in public.
E o problema disso é, Ellen White disse que quando tu compartes as coisas que estão muito adentro de ti, tu estás tentando a gente a cair em o mesmo pecado. Então, não deverias confessar coisas assim tão profundas, tão íntimas.
Let's turn next to repentance.
Vamos a falar sobre arrependimento.
About line 255 in the English booklet, 349 in the Spanish.
Na linha 349.
Acts 3:19 is a sermon of Peter's. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, at the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
Hechos 3:19 dice: Así que arrepentíos y convertíos, para que sean borrados vuestros pecados, para que vengan de la presencia del Señor tiempos de refrigerio.
Repentance is different than confession.
Arrepentimiento es otra cosa como la confesión.
Sometimes people say that confession and repentance are similar, but there is a difference.
Muchas personas dicen que confesión y arrepentimiento son similares, pero la realidad son diferentes.
Mrs. White makes a statement. She says there are those who have confessed but not repented.
Por eso hay una persona que dice que si confesamos y confesamos y arrepentimos.
Repentance is a U-turn in our behavior. It's a change of behavior.
Hay personas que solamente confiesan pero no se arrepienten.
Y confesión es como que un desvío para arrepentimiento.
Okay. When we have confessed, we've acknowledged our guilt.
Cuando confesamos, nosotros aceptamos nuestra condición de culpables.
When we have repented, we have chosen to turn from that which is causing that guilt.
Y cuando nos arrepentimos, nosotros nos volvimos a otra dirección desde aquel tipo de pecado.
Look if you would in your Bibles. It's not in the booklet. Romans chapter 2.
Vamos a Romanos capítulo 2.
Like everything else in the Christian life.
Así como todas las otras cosas en la vida del cristiano.
It's a gift from God.
Es un regalo de Dios.
It says there, or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?
Romanos 2, verso 4, 4, right?
Yeah, 2, verse 4. Romans 2, verse
4. Yeah. Romanos 2, verso 4. O menospreciáis las riquezas de su benignidad, paciencia y longanimidad, ignorando que su benignidad te guía al arrepentimiento.
Now, some people have said that repentance is actually the first word or the first gospel in the Bible.
Muchos dicen que arrepentimiento es la primera palabra o el primero evangelio que hay en la Biblia.
So, for example, when John the Baptist is preaching, he was preaching saying, "Repent ye." Just translate for me. Mm-hmm. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Entonces, por ejemplo, cuando vemos el lo que Juan el Bautista dice, él dice, arrepenteos, porque el reino de Dios está por venir.
Okay. When Jesus begins preaching, we find it in Matthew 4:17, begins to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So once again, Jesus is preaching the same message of repentance.
Entonces, y lo mismo pasa con Jesús. Cuando él va a predicar, cuando él va a hacer una predica, él dice, arrepentíos, pues el reino de Dios está cerca. Es la misma cosa que ha predicado como el Juan el Bautista.
When the disciples were sent out, they were sent out to preach repentance.
Cuando los discípulos fueron mandados hacia predicar, ellos fueron mandados a predicar sobre arrepentimiento.
After the day of Pentecost, Peter's first sermon was repent and be baptized.
Después del Pentecostés, el primer sermón de Pedro fue arrepéntanse y sean bautizados.
And in his next sermon, it's repent and be converted.
Y el próximo sermón de él dice arrepentíos y convertíos.
And when Paul preaches, he says, God has winked in the past, but now commands everyone to repent.
Y cuando Pablo predica, él dice, todos tenemos un pasado, pero ahora Dios quiere que nosotros arrepentimos. Arrepentimos.
Repentance is throughout the New Testament.
Entonces el arrepentimiento está dentro de todo el Nuevo Testamento.
What do we learn about repentance? Let's look at line 270 in English and 368.
¿Qué aprendemos sobre arrepentimiento? Vamos a ver en la línea 368.
Repentance includes sorrow for sin and a turning away from it. We shall not renounce sin unless we see its sinfulness. Until we turn away from it in heart, there will be no real change in the life.
368. El arrepentimiento comprende tristeza por el pecado y abandono del mismo. No renunciaremos al pecado a menos que veamos su pecaminosidad. Mientras no lo repudiemos de corazón, no habrá cambio real en nuestras vidas.
So confession is a part of our coming to Jesus. Repentance is a part of coming to Jesus.
Entonces, confesar es una parte de llegar hacia Jesús y arrepentimiento también es una parte de cómo podemos llegar hacia Jesús.
Another thing that I speak about in the booklet is the need to make an unreserved surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y otra cosa que yo también hablo aquí en ese librito es cómo uno puede hacer una entrega sin reservas hacia Jesús.
In the booklet line 285 in Spanish 386.
En la línea 386 ahí en Lucas.
It says, "Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me."
Y dice así, y decía a todos, si alguno quiere venir en pos de mí, niéguese a sí mismo, tome su cruz cada día y sígueme.
Now when Jesus was speaking to the disciples, they knew what crucifixion was all about.
Entonces cuando Jesús estaba hablando hacia a los discípulos, ellos sabían lo que realmente la cruz significaba.
Crucifixion was the most horrible kind of death that was only given to the meanest and the lowest of criminals.
Crucifixión era lo más bajo que uno, la sentencia más baja que uno podía dar a alguien que estaba condenado, como los pobres o los peores criminales.
And Mrs. White says that when Jesus said that to the disciples, this represented the most humiliating, the greatest level of surrender that was possible.
Yeah. Y cuando Ellen White explica que esa clase de sentencia era lo más humillante, lo más bajo que Jesús podría haber hecho, pues era lo más humillante de cierta manera.
They were to give their lives entirely to Jesus.
Y era como si fuera una entrega. Ellos deberían entregar toda su vida hacia Jesús.
So in Romans 12, it's in your booklet at 282 in English and 382 in Spanish.
382.
It says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service."
12, verso 1. Así que, hermanos, os ruego por la misericordia de Dios que presentéis vuestros cuerpos en sacrificio vivo, santo, agradable a Dios, que es vuestro culto racional.
What does it mean to give our lives as living sacrifices?
¿Qué significa darnos nuestra vida como un sacrificio vivo?
What does it mean to give our lives as living sacrifices?
¿Qué significa eso?
When a person gave a sacrifice in those days,
cuando alguien sacrificaba en aquellos días,
what was involved?
Lo que era, que significaba, lo que estaba envolvido en eso.
You took that which was maimed and blind, right?
Tú,
what you didn't want.
Tú cogías aquello que estaba en pecado y con culpa, que es lo que tú no quieres, ¿cierto?
No.
No.
You must follow me. This is tricky. No. You gave your best.
Eso es difícil. Tengo que seguirlo bien. Tú deberías dar el mejor.
And you put it on the altar.
Que era la ovejita más perfecta y tú ponería en el altar
with the knowledge that you would not be receiving it back,
con la conciencia de que tú no ibas a recibir de vuelta aquello que era muy bueno,
with the knowledge that it would be consumed by a heavenly fire,
que tú con la conciencia de que aquello iba a ser consumido por el fuego santo del cielo.
And so when we give our lives as living sacrifices,
así que cuando nosotros entregamos nuestra vida como un sacrificio vivo,
we are placing ourselves on the altar,
estamos nos colocando en el altar,
and giving God permission to consume our lives,
y dando permisión a Dios que él consuma nuestras vidas.
Giving God permission to do whatever He wants.
Dando permisión a Dios que haga lo que Él quiera con nosotros.
And I ask you the question this morning.
Yo pregunto esta pregunta a ustedes esta mañana.
Have you given your lives to God as a sacrifice?
¿Has dado tu vida como sacrificio hacia Dios?
Now, another question for you. Another point. This was a living sacrifice.
Ahora otro punto para ustedes. Eso fue dado como un sacrificio vivo.
A living sacrifice.
um sacrifício vivo,
can come back off the altar anytime it wants to.
Ele pode venir desde o altar quantas vezes ele quer.
Okay. And that means that living sacrifices voluntarily place themselves on that altar.
E o sacrifício vivo é que tu lo ofereces de uma maneira voluntária.
And they voluntarily choose to remain on that altar.
E tu voluntariamente eliges a deixá-lo aí em altar.
And they don't choose what kind of fire comes down.
Tu não eliges qual classe de fogo vai venir do céu.
Sometimes the fire comes down as a refining fire.
Às vezes o fogo vem como fogo refinador.
Maybe from someone you don't want any refining, or in some area you don't want any refining.
Desde algo que tu não queres que te lo refine, ou algo que tu não queres que lo refine.
Sometimes the fire comes down as the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Às vezes vem como o fogo do Santo Espírito, do Espírito Santo.
But the point is that you accept what God brings.
Pero el punto es que tú aceptes aquello que Dios te lo da.
You know, I was speaking in Alberta about living in times of judgment.
Ahí estamos hablando sobre el tiempo de justicia.
And I was struck by the fact that when Elijah's obeying,
y lo que me impacta es como Elías estaba obedeciendo.
When he goes to that brook to be fed,
quando ele foi a certo ponto para receber alimento,
he has to accept God's menu,
ele teve que aceitar o menu de Deus,
God's delivery,
a entrega de Deus,
of the food,
de la comida,
and he has to accept the agents of bringing that blessing,
e aceitar os agentes que lhe estavam trazendo esses alimentos.
And when you put yourselves on the altar of sacrifice,
e quando tu te pones em altar para sacrifício,
you're saying, God, do in my life and through my life whatever you wish.
Tu estás dizendo de certa maneira, Deus, haz com minha vida o que tu queres.
And you do it with a smile on your face.
E tu haces com uma sonrisa em tu cara.
Did you hear me?
Me escutam?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that haven't told themselves or told their face that they're happy Christians, but they need to.
Há muitas pessoas que não foram ditas, não escutaram que vocês devem ser um cristiano feliz, ou que vocês eram, são cristianos felizes.
Just a few quotations here.
Algumas citas aqui.
Look at line 397 in Spanish.
Vemos na linha 397 em espanhol.
292 in English. True victory is gained only when the repentant sinner pledges himself to unconditional obedience to God. Only when he pledges himself to honor God in every word, every business transaction, every act of his life.
397. La verdadera victoria es ganada solo cuando el pecador arrepentido se compromete en él mismo a una obediencia incondicional a Dios. Solo cuando se compromete él mismo a honrar a Dios en cada palabra, cada transacción comercial, cada acto de su vida.
Okay. It only comes when we pledge ourselves to honor God in every act of life.
Solamente viene cuando nos ponemos a honrar a cada palabra, cada transacción comercial, cada acto de nuestra vida.
To honor God in every word.
Y así honrar a Dios en cada palabra.
Every act. Notice the next paragraph. Line 403 in Spanish, 297 in English. It is just line 403 for you. It is through the truth by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are to be sanctified, transformed into the likeness of Christ. In order for this change to be wrought in us, there must be an unconditional, wholehearted acceptance of the truth, an unreserved surrender of the soul to its transforming power.
Línea 403. Es a través de la verdad, por el poder del Espíritu Santo, que somos santificados, transformados a la semejanza de Cristo. Y al fin que este cambio sea producido en nosotros, debe haber una aceptación incondicional y de todo corazón de la verdad, una entrega sin reservas del alma a su poder transformador.
Okay, there must be an unconditional, wholehearted surrender.
Debe haber una entrega incondicional y de todo corazón.
Now go down to line 420 in yours, 311 in English.
Yeah, leamos la línea 420.
There are some who seem to be always seeking for the heavenly pearl, but they do not make an entire surrender of their wrong habits. They do not die to self that Christ may live in them. Therefore, they do not find the precious pearl. They have not overcome unholy ambition and their love for worldly attractions. They do not take up the cross and follow Christ in the path of self-denial and sacrifice. Almost Christians, yet not fully Christians, they seem near the kingdom of heaven, but they cannot enter there. Almost, but not wholly saved means to be not almost, but wholly or completely lost.
420. Há alguns que parecem estar sempre buscando a pérola celestial, pero não hacen uma entrega total de seus malos hábitos. Não mueren al yo para que Cristo viva em eles. Por lo tanto, não encuentran a pérola preciosa. Não han vencido la ambición no santificada e o amor a las atracciones mundanas. Não toman la cruz e siguen a Cristo en el camino de la abnegación y de la renunciación propia. Casi cristianos, aunque todavía no totalmente, parecen estar cerca del reino de los cielos, pero no pueden entrar allí. Casi, pero no totalmente salvos, significa estar no casi, sino totalmente perdidos.
Serious words. Serious words.
Palabras muy fuertes.
Just for just a moment, then we'll close.
Por solo un momento y ahí cerramos.
When you make the surrender, it's not just giving yourself to God.
Cuando tú entregas hacia Dios, no es solamente tú das lo que tienes a Dios.
It is allowing God to take you.
Es permitir que Dios te tome a ti.
And be in charge of your life.
Y que Él esté en comando, en el comando de tu vida.
Choosing to talk like Jesus would have talked.
Eligiendo que hables como Jesús habló.
To spend your time like Jesus would have spent his time.
Que tú gastes tu tiempo así como Jesús gastó su tiempo de él.
To have his attitudes.
Para tener sus actitudes de él.
To be whatever God wants.
Para ser lo que Dios quiere que tú seas.
And that is not easy.
Y eso no es fácil.
Jesus said, I only speak that which my Father told me to say.
Jesús dijo que yo hablo solamente lo que el Padre me dijo que hablara.
Jesus was always on his Father's schedule.
Jesús siempre estaba en el horario de Dios.
In surrendering yourself.
Y entregándose sí propio.
It's not just an intellectual thing.
Y no es solamente algo intelectual.
Saying, Lord, here I am. I belong to you.
Diciendo, Señor, aquí estoy presente a ti.
Do whatever you wish.
Haz lo que tú quieras.
And God takes us.
Y entonces Dios nos toma.
It's like the fire I talked about. Sometimes it's refining fire.
Perdón, era algo racional. Es como hablando sobre el fuego refinador. El fuego refinador.
Sometimes it's the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Puede ser el fuego del Santo Espíritu.
But we accept whatever He does in shaping us and leading us forward in His pathway.
Pero nosotros aceptamos lo que sea lo que Él haga en nosotros para ponernos en su camino de Él.
Without a full and complete surrender.
Si no hay una total entrega,
you cannot possibly grow as a Christian.
Tú no puedes crecer como un cristiano.
Let us pray.
Vamos a orar.
Father in heaven,
Padre nuestro que estás en los cielos,
thank you that you've given us a few more moments to contemplate what it means to be a Christian.
Muchas gracias porque nos diste algunos minutos extras para contemplar lo que es ser un cristiano.
We admit, Father, that we have fallen far short of your glory so often.
Admitimos, Señor, que nosotros estamos saliendo de la gloria que tú nos das muchas de las veces.
And we are truly sorry.
Y somos muy, pedimos perdón por eso.
But we choose to turn from those things.
Pero estamos eligiendo volverse hacia ti.
And we give ourselves to you.
Y queremos entregarnos a ti.
Might this be a day of unreserved living for you.
Y que ese día pueda ser un día de entrega total hacia ti.
Keep us safe and keep us blessed this day.
Ayúdanos, guárdanos y haznos seguros en ese día.
In Jesus' name I pray.
En el nombre de Jesús oramos y decimos.
Amén. Amén.